Gun control measures in the Vermont legislature face important votes in the Senate this week. On Friday night, after a 10-hour debate on the House floor, lawmakers approved some pretty sweeping changes to Vermont's gun laws, but that does not mean the issue is settled. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's not clear how the next votes will go.
Here are the four key provisions in the gun legislation approved by House lawmakers: universal background checks, raising the legal age to buy a gun to 21, new restrictions on magazine capacity, and a ban on bump stocks, which can be used to convert a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon. In most years, passage of even one of these would be a big deal. That all four have made it this far is a testament to the changing political environment in Montpelier. But the bill still has some hurdles to clear, and as big as that vote on the House floor was Friday, it's the vote scheduled for later this week that will determine the fate of its key provisions. Here's Senate Majority Leader Becca Ballant.
Whether these particular provisions will have the votes, I'm certainly hopeful, but I cannot give you a definitive answer on that yet. We have a bunch of conversations that need to happen.
The Senate has already given its approval to universal background checks and the 21-year age limit, but the body has yet to weigh in on magazine capacity restrictions and the bump stock ban. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says he'd like to see the Senate vote come sooner than later.
It's too soon to know precisely where people will stand, but by the end of this week, I believe the Senate will be taking up S-55 for final action.
Not everyone shares that urgency. Bennington County Senator Dick Sears chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Sears says Senate lawmakers haven't had a chance to study the two major provisions added by the House, and Sears says at this point he's inclined to set up a special committee to examine those provisions in more depth.
My gut is that normally when you have substantial changes that weren't discussed by the other body, you would ask for a committee of conference.
The committee of conference Sears is referring to would be made up of six people, three appointed from the Senate and three from the House, and they'd get together to iron out differences between the competing versions of the bill. But Majority Leader Becca Ballant says she'd like to avoid a conference committee and simply move forward with an up or down vote on the bill.
Once you are in a committee where a few people are making decisions for the entire group, then people don't feel like they have as much of a direct voice in the process.
While Ballant emphasizes that she can't guarantee anything, she says she thinks the Senate will have the votes needed to pass the bill, and if it does, the legislation will then head to the desk of Governor Phil Scott. Scott said last week that he's generally supportive of all the major provisions contained in the bill, but he stopped short of committing to sign the legislation, saying, quote, "details matter." Whether Scott finds a devil in those details is something opponents and supporters of the legislation will find out if and when the bill makes it to his desk. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.